the main difference, I think, between myself, well, one of the main differences between myself and my opponent is this. We disagree on the defined benefits package for retirement in a state. As many of you know, we have a retirement system that was overloaded right now, but it's going to survive. The only way it wouldn't survive is everybody retired on the same day, and that's not going to happen. But Senator Egan last year introduced a bill in the legislature in the Senate that had a defined contribution, a defined benefits component to it that gave everybody in the state, state employees, the opportunity to have a choice. You could have a defined benefits pension plan or a defined contribution plan, which is a 401k essentially. I voted for it in the Senate. My opponent did not. He does not support a defined benefits pension program, and it may be because of the problems that the state is having with the old one. But I'm very strong about having a pension plan for Alaskans. I really believe that the teachers and the people in the state need a defined contribution or a benefits plan that works. Senator Egan's plan is revenue neutral. It'll work. It passed the Senate. He had the same people testifying on that bill that we had testifying on other pension plans before us, and they all agreed that this plan would work. I'd like to see Alaska go forward with a defined pension plan so that we can have people stay in Alaska. The other option you have is a 401k. You can contribute to it yourself, and when you want to leave Alaska, you just pick it up and take it with you. I think the idea of a defined benefits package keeps people here, and I support that. I believe Senator Egan's bill ought to be looked at in the next session, and hopefully we can make that move for Alaska. It's in the best interest of our state.
At this time, each candidate will direct one question toward their opponent. They will have 2 minutes to respond. This will start with Bill Thomas.
I guess I missed the last. Does that mean that we're at the end, or? I guess, to Jonathan, the legislature is divided between majority and minority, and have you talked to the minority leadership to see what position you would have in Juneau and what position you will have to help the district achieve, from what I see their needs are? Are you going to be in a position to help them to get Blue Lake, to get all the issues that you've been hearing people talking about accomplished?
Yeah, this district is rural Southeast Alaska, so we're talking Hoonah and Haines down Heidelberg and Metlakatla and pretty much every village in between. And so when it comes to committee assignments in Juneau, I've talked with Representative Kurtula and others, and future colleagues in Juneau, about what committee assignments would really mean a lot to the district. And I think we're talking resources and transportation, and that, I mean, transportation is the glue that holds this region together, the ferry system, airports, infrastructure. And so I think that'd be hugely important. And resources, obviously, is what this region survives on. And so I've had those conversations with my future colleagues, and I'm really excited to be able to go to Juneau and make an impact for these like hugely important issues that I think really unite this region.
Okay, so now, Mr. Christ Tompkins, do you have a question you'd like to ask Mr. Thomas?
In the last legislative session, there was a $2 million appropriation that the state of Alaska was going to buy airplane tickets for people to go up to Anchorage and watch basketball games, the Great Alaska Shootout. And this was an appropriation that Dermot Cole, who's the columnist at the Fairbanks newspaper, called a black eye for the legislature. The Anchorage Daily Planet, which is a conservative political website, described as, you know, they're bad ideas, really bad ideas, and then this, the notion of buying airplane tickets for people to go watch basketball games. And I mean, $2 million is a significant sum of money. I mean, would make a difference with some of the streets here in Sitka, or a significant down payment for a Hydra project in Cake or Angoon or Hoonah. And I was frustrated when I first saw this in the media, I was unfortunately surprised to find that my opponent sponsored this appropriation for $2 million. And I guess my question, Bill, is, with the state having a limited amount of money, how you justify this being a priority when there were real needs for that $2 million here in the district?
Thank you, Jonathan. I was going to be sort of sarcastic, but if you're a sport fan and you've been watching the Great Alaska Shootout, now many of you may not be old enough to have been watching, but I've been watching for 15 years. We lost the quality of basketball teams coming in there. What happened then is you lost the rural audience. Now, why do I support the Great Alaska Shootout? Because it's part of the economy. Tourism in Alaska is huge. You know, you see what's happening in Sitka here as far as the tourism industry. That $2 million spread over a four-year period will bring several millions of dollars a year into Anchorage. Now, mind you that we made the request, we went into the capital budget, and in both sides, 40 members in the House, I don't know what the actual vote was, and 20 in the Senate, approved the appropriation. So it wasn't as it didn't go unheard or people didn't know about it. And so it's nothing like we shifted crafty or tried to slide any money in there, but it was for development of the tourism industry. The tourism industry at the time that we were looking at this was in a slump, and it's coming back now, but mainly in Southeast where we have cruise ships. You know, we don't have, Anchorage doesn't have the cruise ships, and if you go to the shootout, again, the people who are missing there were rural Alaskans. Now, I believe they rewrote the program, but the shootout is going to be advertised nationally now, and it would be attracting, hopefully, people back to Alaska, similar to what the Gold Rush show, or the, what is it, Bering Sea Gold, Deadliest Catch. You know, there's people will be watching it. There's sport fans all over, so that's why we made the request. And nobody criticized it for building the stadium in Anchorage. Well, hopefully, how is the shootout when it comes along? Thank you.